You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Beats and Eats. I am your host, Nicole, and each week I'm here on a Thursday afternoon broadcasting from SFU Burnaby campus from 1 to 2, and I like to play dope beats. I like to chat with dope people doing amazing things, and I talk about food. The weather is not as warm today, so I hope you are, you know, got that sweater on. It feels like fall temperatures, but I'm not mad at it. I still am not mad at it. I'm very much enjoying it. Before I get into the show today, I do want to share info about an event that I recently just found out about it late last week. Starting today and going until Saturday, August the 29th, it's the Do It for the Culture Festival. It makes its way to Vancouver at Fortune Sound Club after 4 years of building a strong reputation in Kelowna. The festival was created by Tion Gibbs as a way to give Black artists across Canada more meaningful opportunities to perform, connect with the industry, and build sustainable careers. This year's lineup reflects how far the festival has come. There's going to be headliners like Sad Boy, Raheem, Arden, and Dreezus, Divine Lightbody, Sekwune, Ade Wolf, which I am going to be playing later on in the show today, Terrence Richmond, Samora, Mikey, Jose, Aisha, Daisy, 40K, and Cameron James, Tommy Phil, and Hush Music Party. So it is going to be quite a time. Not only will there be shows, but there's also going to be a conference portion too as well. I'm going to be checking out the Friday sessions, and so I'll definitely be reporting back next week. And then there's also some sessions on Saturday as well. Single day tickets are available now for $25 plus fees, and you can also get a 3 day festival pass for $60 plus fees. So there's that option too. And I will ensure that I include a link for tickets in the show notes today. But if you are at a computer, you can just head over to doitfortheculture.ca to check things out. Now, on the show today, I'm going to be sharing an interview later on that I did with Jessica O'Leary. Jessica O'Leary is a cookbook author who is releasing her latest cookbook called Some Good Healthy Comforts in the coming weeks. So you'll be able to hear our chat a little later on the show. And I'm going to be playing some tracks that I stumbled on in the CJSF digital library over the past week. But to kick off the show, I do want to play a few Dolly Parton covers. Sadly, Dolly Parton has passed away on Tuesday, August the 25th at 80 years young. So to play homage to a country music legend, here are some reggae covers. I am going to do a show where I play a lot of tracks that I grew up to hearing only the reggae version of it and not even realizing that there was like another version of the song. Right now we are going to play some homage to Dolly Parton, starting off with Cass Haley featuring Sundub, and we're going to hear their version of Jolene.
Compare, flame. Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Something curious, something cultural, something unserious, sometimes serious, something mundane, something everyday, though not even really that. Tune into Typically Tuesdays, airing every Monday, you heard that right, Monday, from 3 to 4 p.m., your hour of quasi-cerebral talk and tunes.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. Before the break, we had a Dolly Parton tribute, reggae style, starting off with Cass Haley featuring Sundub and with their version of Jolene. And then Owen Gray gave us Islands in the Stream, and that was a cover, a Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton cover. And then finally, Pam Hall gave us I Will Always Love You. Many of us know the Whitney Houston version, but many Jamaicans know the Pam Hall version. All right, so now let us get into the conversation that I had with Jessica O'Leary.
This is Nicole Hines with CGSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with award-winning nutritional consultant and cookbook author Jessica O'Leary. Thank you so much for joining me today, Jessica. How are you?
I'm good, Nicole. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Happy to be here.
Absolutely. Well, I will kind of like preface how I got connected with you. I'm a resident of New Westminster, and recently I saw information about your upcoming cookbook in a New West newsletter. And since I love to cook and I love to talk about food on this show, I decided to reach out. So, you know, many thanks that you had some time to chat.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it.
Yes. So my first question is, can you talk about your upcoming cookbook? It's called Some Good Healthy Comforts. What is it all about?
Yeah, so Some Good Healthy Comforts is comfort food. So I have two other cookbooks, and the philosophy around those are bringing nutritious food to people that work around gluten and dairy intolerances or allergies. So this one, this cookbook really follows suit with that. It's, you know, transforming those delicious, nourishing, grounding foods, those comfort foods that everybody loves, but putting a healthy twist on it and also focusing on removing the gluten and dairy. I think everybody should have accessible and healthy recipes at hand where they don't need to sacrifice, you know, the flavor or texture and still enjoy those comfort foods.
Absolutely. And without giving things away, could you tell us, like, give us some ideas of some of the recipes, like the names of them that we might find, you know, so that we could get connected to that comfort energy?
Of course, yeah. So you're going to find a lot of soups in there. This book, I've really kind of focused on looking at different flours to create breads, like gluten-free breads. Okay. So you're going to notice there's some bread recipes in there. There's like a walnut, molasses, cranberry loaf. You'll see cinnamon rolls. You'll see stews. You'll see chilies, a lot of grounding root vegetables as well. Something for everyone, really, depending on what you're looking for or what you're cooking for. So,
love that. And, you know, the book is not out yet, but it will be out really, really soon. So it's going to kind of like be perfect to kickstart the fall season for, you know, when we really are leaning towards the comfort foods, the soups, the breads, and all the things. So I love that for everyone. Who would you say that the cookbook is geared towards? Like, do you have like a certain type of cook that would really like fall in love with the book?
Well, anybody, it's suitable for anybody really looking to be a little more healthier with their food choices, but still enjoy those comforting flavors and grounding foods. But it's very specific, you know, to gluten and removing gluten and dairy from the diet. It focuses on a lot of like natural sweeteners as well. So you'll find sweeteners like maple syrup, honey, and coconut sugar rather than like any refined sugars. So, you know, anyone really looking for a healthy twist on nutritious recipes will find great. This is a really good resource. And I'm sure there's lots there that people will find, as there's a range of everything. You'll find vegetarian recipes. You'll Nice. Find vegan recipes. You'll find meat, fish. So there's a collection of quite a variety there.
I love that. So something really for everyone. My next question then, though, how about skill level? Like, what would you say, is this good for a beginner, or is it like somebody who's a bit more, you know, advanced when cooking is considered?
This book is very approachable. The recipes are very user-friendly. They're well thought out on how, you know, the instructions are. The ingredients aren't complicated as well, very accessible to, you know, your standard grocery store. So ingredients are easily found. It's follow suit with the other cookbooks that I've had, and the feedback is that it's very approachable and easy to follow. So I hope this one kind of translates the same way for everyone.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, you mentioned that you have some other cookbooks as well. Do you want to like mm-hmm. just shout out those other cookbooks, because I have a part two question. So what are some of the other books that you have out there, just for people who are listening and might want to snag one of those up too?
100%. Yeah. So the first one is Some Good. So I'm originally from Newfoundland, and this book really taps into Atlantic Canada cuisine. So I was inspired by the foods there, the vegetables, the wild game, fish, those type of things. So you'll find a lot of those recipes in there. Very much focused on health. Again, removing the gluten and dairy. And then the second cookbook, it was Some Good Sweet Treats. So this one is completely filled with all your favorite treats, everything from breads, sweet breads and loaves, to cakes, to dairy-free desserts, cookies, muffins, all the goodies, kind of comforting in itself as well. So yeah, that one's just strictly sweet treats. And I kind of had the idea for Some Good Healthy Comforts while writing Some Good Sweet Treats. Cause they both kind of have that similar vibe of comforting, I guess, soul satisfying, foods. So.
Love that. Okay, so now my part two of the question then is, what has your journey been like becoming a cookbook author? I'm sure that there are listeners think that, you know, hearing you right now and being like, I always wanted to do that. Like, what was your journey?
So I was introduced to the opportunity of writing a cookbook when I practiced nutrition. So I worked in the nutrition industry for about 7.5 years. I got into that industry because I was trying to learn about some of my own health concerns, and I wanted to transform my diet and see how I could help myself. So I took a nutrition course and really learned a lot about how foods could affect our body and be beneficial for us if we're eating the right foods for our bodies. So as I was doing that, I was transforming recipes. I was trying to figure out what worked for me. And I was also serving clients at the same time, so getting feedback from them and just understanding what it is people were missing from their diet or what they needed. And that's kind of what kind of got me going, was creating the recipes. And as I started working with clients and kind of transforming my own diet, I noticed I have quite a collection of recipes here. And I was living in Newfoundland at the time and really working with the foods in that area, which is why some good came to life. Because I was focusing on, you know, what was local, trying to transform some of my favorites from my childhood as well. And just with the combination, I was able to, you know, come up with quite the collection of recipes. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll send this off to a publisher and see how that goes. So it worked out really well. And we've had a great partnership since the first cookbook. And the Breakwater books, actually, they're based in Newfoundland. And they've been very supportive through the whole journey, excited for every new idea I have. And so it's been a great partnership through the whole process.
Love to hear that. Love to hear that. And, you know, I do love to talk about food and cooking. And that is, you know, why I reached out. And I'm curious, like, what are you enjoying making these days? Like, what are you enjoying cooking these days?
Yeah, my favorite right now, I'm like, it's barbecue season, right? So I do like a good burger. I do like a good burger. I'm a big cookie fan. So you'll often notice or smell cookies being baked in at our home. Usually I try to bring some to our neighbors or share them with my boyfriend. He loves them quite a bit too. So, nice. But yeah, I do. And I also like the root vegetables. I'm a sucker for roasted vegetables. So yeah, I'm all over the map with the foods. There's so many good options and so many delicious foods. And I know as soon as I get into the fall season now, it'll be soups and stews and just getting those grounding foods in. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, very, very similar. I love a barbecue, and as we're getting into the next season, I love the stews, I love the chilies, I love all of that as well. So very, very aligned. I am curious, like, okay, some good healthy comforts is coming up very, very soon, and you know, what's next for you? Like, do you just kind of like coast with the bug? Do you have other plans? Like, what's on the horizon?
The next little while will be definitely, you know, getting the word out about some good healthy comforts, connecting with people, really understanding nutritional needs of people who are interested in the cookbook and sharing those recipes so it can help them on their journey. That's really why I write these cookbooks, to, you know, help other people who are struggling to find yummy, delicious recipes that they can create themselves. So it will be a lot of that in the next little while. Usually as I come to the end of like the big push of a cookbook, I start thinking of ideas of the next one. So I'm sure that'll be coming up very soon. And next year I'll be starting probably on the next book. I haven't quite nailed down the theme yet, but I'm sure it'll be coming very soon.
Well, I would love to have you back to chat about the next one when it is out. But in the meantime, guys, some good healthy comforts is going to be released very, very soon. And for those who would like to connect with you online, maybe purchase some of your books that are already out now, and then maybe pre-order your latest one coming up, which is Some Good Healthy Comforts, how can they connect with you?
Yeah, so you can check out my website. It's jessicaoleary.ca. So I have all the information on all the cookbooks there, but you can also purchase them from Breakwater Books, the publisher. You can get them on Amazon.ca, Amazon.com, Chapters Indigo. You'll find them in your local bookstore as well, depending on if they carry it. But yeah, it's in all major retail bookstores. So you'll be able to find them there or online on Amazon.
Wonderful. And guys, I will include the links in the show notes so that it's very easy to connect. Jessica, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm wishing you all the best and success with this book, and would love to have you back in the future when your next one is out.
Thank you so much, Nicole. I appreciate you having me on the show, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you today.
And welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM. And you just heard my conversation with Jessica O'Leary, who is releasing her newest cookbook, Some Good Healthy Comforts, very, very soon. So you can also head over to jessicaoleary.ca for updates and, you know, to be able to snag the book, especially some of her other books that she already has out there on the market. Now, let's get into some music that I stumbled on over the past week in our digital library. The first track I'll be playing is by Lucamon. He's a Toronto-based producer, multi-instrumentalist, and DJ whose songs blend lo-fi dance beats with pitch-shifted vocals, blurring elements of house, R&B, and indie folk.
Thank you. Greetings, netizens. Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
And sing in the other.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Welcome back to Beats and Eats. Let's go over some of the tracks that we listened to before the break. We started off with Pink Bape Lighter by Lucamon, followed by East Coast Line by I. Jordan, and Melaza ended the first set with, or the second set, with De Nueva York. Now I'm going to get into our final music set. It's going to be a bit more on the hip-hop vibes, and I think I'm going to end it off with a track by Attawolf with his song Kitty Vision. Attawolf is going to be performing at the For the Culture Festival, happening now, actually, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So let us get into the next set, and starting off with a track called Fame by Declaim.
All eyes on you, watching your every move, groove soothe my savage soul. Front stage, watch your whole life unfold. Front page, stories to be told. Not for the weak-hearted nor the cold. Ancient manuscripts turn bronze into gold. Great God, he who creates the mold. Forgive me if my soul gets sold, misplaced, out of touch. Lo and behold, every heart that you touch, your game grows. Your fame shows in the ways of the young, in the actions of the dumb. Drums break through, see through wall. Fame's a big price to pay for a never-ending fall. And we pray that fame don't eat you all. Forever hungry, never satisfied. Fame's when egos and hearts collide. So be ready for one hell of a ride. Roller coaster, suicide, heavy toll, heavy weight, heavy pain. Fame. It's gotta be the fame, the money, the honeys. Got grown intelligence, acting out like big dummies. As she watched Channel Zero, less than for hand-picked heroes. Video killed your stereo hoes. Not intended for the young at heart. It'll tear their whole world apart. Fame for the sake of the art. Till death do us part. It's the name of the game. Fame. Some don't have no shame. Casting stone. Better yet, a casting couch. John Wayne's to blame. Gotta maintain your clout and create more fame before my light goes out. Ain't it funny how fame changes everything around me? Keep me safe and sound, see? The science and the magic is this. If you wish upon a shooting star, you just might miss. Steady aim and focus. It's pure bliss. It's pure. Pure game, it's pure fame, pure fame. Wow.
warning, death is in the air. Decibels for warheads, deafening in my ear. Desecrated holy land, the devil's near. Devastated, questioning if heaven's real. 7 in the morning, trying to get to noon. Staring out my window, watching up the tomb go left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. The man on the moon said they'd be over any day now. America be here soon to make a way out. I'll put us on a plane to LA. We'll get to live in Hollywood and see a Laker parade. Can't wait to march that Figueroa. Mimicking the movement of the soldiers. Staring out my window, 7 in the morning, going left, 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 right, left, 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 right, left. War, what is it good for? And what's the point of peace if we can break it? All the wars we wage is nations over money or location or religious ideation. Humans cheering in the crowd, proud of their gladiators. Why is death our entertainment? I don't understand. Primal greed, we always feel the need to have the upper hand. Brothers for the love of Uncle Sam. Marching like a soldier, waiting on commands. Going left, 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 right, left, 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 left, left,
of judges, Margaret Timekeeper, co-debaters, and able listeners. I'm here to support the motion that says you can only truly see a dream when you wake up. So don't be afraid to close your eyes and dream, but remember to open your eyes and see.
Check your well, okay, yeah, 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 yeah. Check your well, okay, oh. Check your well, okay, yeah.
On a mission, selling contra body corner for illusion. See we coming, know ya turn your television. They don't know we gonna give them what they miss. Demolition, cause they click we multiply and no division. When we do it, feeling like a premonition. Never stopping till they feed the key division.
Omo, as a kid, he never felt I belong. Too butty for packies, too packy for butties. Couldn't really share it, so I put it in song. When I look in my telly, watching D1 and Kenny. Satellite town, close 32. Still the same dream, now I done 32.
felt insecure, now I don't give two. Man, I'm still on a mission and I can't hit snooze. Still got the spark like Pikachu. Then if you know the boy flow, stick like glue. Hop up on the rhythm and I paint my hues. And I got the trees that block the blue. Yeah, see this one for the loners. Steady staying high on the warner. Trying to be a owner. From Abidjan down to SA. Make I give that choco loco loco bango shit. You don't know, the boy don't play. Make that Billy like Dangote. And I sing song like Sa Obe. Green, white, green when I call Obe. Hey, this for my ones in Dysphoria. Toast of the Afro euphoria. Mixed with Wazobia. Never too late if you wanna be great. Never too late. Key Division. On a mission. Sending contra body corner for elision. See we coming, no yet on your television. They don't know we gonna give them what they miss. Demolition. Cause they click, we multiply, no division. Where we do, we feel it like a premonition. Never stop until they feed the key division. Body, don't send anybody. Got to be somebody. Leg it down to body long. Body, don't send anybody. This for anybody.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. Can you believe it? We are pretty much at the end of the show. But I do want to go over some of the tracks that we just heard in that final set. Starting off, we had the track Fame by Declaim, and Vince Staple gave us another track. I've been playing a lot of Vince Staple's off of his most latest album, Cry Baby. I really quite like it, with the track 7 in the Morning. And then Addie Wolf, as I mentioned, who's going to be performing this weekend in Vancouver, gave us the track Kitty Vision. And I want to thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. I am your host, Nicole. And, you know, you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC. We also have a email, a Gmail account, which is beatsandeatsbc@gmail.com. And I did get an email from somebody about a track that I am going to play next week. So if you want to reach out that way, feel free. And you can also listen to us on the app. If you have an Android or iPhone, CJSF now has an app that you can download and listen all the time. So next up is the George Bastian Show. But before I go, I'm going to play one last track. This is from an artist named Wally. And the track is called Fly Life, and it's featuring Lou Pienza. Thanks for listening.
La 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 la. Listen to the thing of my pencil. A true feeling of my mental. It's so essential that you do so. Flow like energy from the show glow. Listen to the thing of my pencil. A true feeling of my mental. It's so essential that you do so. Whether we are for on tour.
Hey yo, you pronounce my name Wally. Any questions? I travel many places with my man Lou P.
And when I'm on tour, it means that I'm slow up the door. Saying bye to my little one, man. That's the hardest for sure. Hop in a cab and get the uptown crew. Tally's late, got away, but we left early cause we already knew. We on the highway cruising through the airport. Hard drop, triple check, make sure we got our passports. We good to go. Past security, we meet at the gate. Sunset through the terminal, check out the plate. I'm feeling great, but I'ma pass on the food trade tonight.
Already spent 20 bones on a burger. Before the flight, check out a flick or two, or maybe make a tune. I'm trying to read a book, but really, I'ma fade out soon. Eat that so-called breakfast before the descent. And when the tires hit the tarmac, I'm about at 40%. Physically, that is. But then we in Paris. I ain't complaining, that's the name of the biz. And now we flying through the highway on a 9-seater Benzo. Check out your favorite MCs through the black tinted window. Jokes on repeat mixed with social commentary. Plus we remixing lyric, that's just very necessary. A day in the life of a crew on tour. We trying to stay healthy so we last through encores. And yo, who's on board? It's the massive. We came through the rock the boats on your Lake Placid. Come on, we in the zone.
In the zone.
Bring in your vibes and vibes and vibes. After the show is written in stone. You want the fly life, fly life. We bring the vibes and vibes and vibes. After the show is written in stone. You want the fly life, fly life.
Yo, it's like he say, she say, they multiply like delay. Props to the DJs who had Fridays on replay. Back when I used to hang out back at the BJ's, I never thought my first rap would take me this far. I guess it all started with my first trip to NY. I couldn't rock my locks if you were Asian, or you know why. I felt like a king when I traveled to Queens, and I walked with a lean in this place full of dreams. I came back with a suitcase full of tapes. It felt great to share them with my teammates. The same night I took my pen out on a date, then I came back with raps but still didn't see papes. Now with many dates with shows back to back, I'm connecting the dots when your pins up on my map. A nomad moving like cab drivers to places, and we fly high. We don't try, we're on the ride.
In the zone,
in the zone.
Bring in your vibes and vibes.